Tourists known as heat chasers have been descending on Death Valley National Park this week after it hit a record of 130 degrees on Sunday. And if the heat wasn't enough excitement, visitors also felt a quick jolt yesterday from a magnitude 4.8 earthquake.
With this earthquake, if it had happened in the winter, it probably wouldn't get so much attention. But just because we've been having these hot temperatures too, it's saying, oh, hot and earthquakes. What other natural phenomena could happen this week?
That is Brandi Stewart, Education and Outreach Program Manager for Death Valley National Park. She says the visitor center there is closed because of COVID-19, but people are still driving out to take pictures to mark that record heat.
I spoke with a few people on Monday. There was a little bit of, I would say, a celebration happening in the afternoon at our display thermometer. And people were just excited to be there. And for a lot of people, I think it's a bucket list item for them.
And 130 degrees, by the way, feels exactly how you might think it does. Stewart compares it to opening a hot oven.
The park that I worked at before working here at Death Valley, I used to work at Mount Rainier National Park, and that's the second snowiest place on Earth. So it's very different going from doing visitor programs on 15 feet of snow and snowshoes to leading visitors on sand dunes to track animals.
By the way, Tanya, the heat wave appears to be subsiding. It's only forecast to be 121 degrees today in Death Valley. What about where you are in Southern California?
It was 97 degrees yesterday and humidity like 70%. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's hot.
All right. Well, hopefully it gets cooler soon. Here and Now, production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now.